Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Streaming in tonight, showers arriving after midnight to low upper 40s. Chance for rain early Friday, cloudy into the afternoon, the high low to mid 60s. Good deal of sunshine for the upcoming weekend. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
It's 66 right now at KCI, 65 in Lee's Summit, 65 at your official weather station.
Oh my God, it's my favorite song by him.
Well, I was born in a small town, and I live in a small town.
Provides little opportunity. You forget how great he once was.
Is his new stuff terrible?
Oh, it's awful. Hasn't released a good album since 94. But in the 80s, it was just hit after hit after hit. And Johnny Cougar Mellencamp is your artist of the day, and your keyword to cash is groovy.
Groovy!
72881. By the way, I never listened to this show. And
this
struggled.
One?
In particular, this one.
Like the one you're on?
Yes. And I struggle sometimes with why people listen to it in the first place. However, not fishing for a compliment, don't bother. I did listen to your put down of Rod on the podcast last night.
That's funny.
And we were laughing in bed last night. And no, we were not looking at me. We were listening to the podcast. And that was one of the most epic verbal throwdowns I have ever heard in my life.
That was fun.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Yes. Well done, young lady.
Came from a very good place in my heart. Deep down.
I mean, you let out some frustration on Rod's.
Yeah, I let her rip.
I hadn't heard. Oh, man. I was like, ooh, this is. We're going into dark territory
deep
here.
Deep in the vault.
She's bringing up some grudges here.
Years in the making.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys hear about the controversy involving Kleenex over in the UK?
Yeah, I got that story right about here.
Thought this one would aggravate
Scott. You heard about
Scott.
This? No! The parent company of Kleenex will stop marketing one of its tissue products as man size.
Oh,
after complaints
really?
Of sexism.
Why do we need man-sized Kleenex?
It's been on shelves since 1956 in the UK only.
I was going to say.
But they're going to rebrand it now as Kleenex Extra Large.
Oh, good Lord. Man-sized Kleenex. It says on it, man size.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In a statement, the company spokesman noted the product was launched decades ago, quote, when large cotton handkerchiefs were still very popular.
It says Kleenex, man size, confidently strong, comfortingly soft.
Comfortably soft.
No, it says comfortingly soft. I'm reading it.
Oh.
With silk care and a touch of aloe for your man-sized hands. What if I'm a woman with man hands? Can I use the Kleenex man size?
No, you have to use the women's kind.
Got it.
What?
That is the dumbest thing that exists that I have ever heard in my entire life. I understand having different sizes for men and women, say for, I don't know, adult diapers. Okay? I'm good with that. You can have your man size adult diaper. And then grandma over here, okay, Opal, she can have the smaller size. I'm good with that. Do we really need man-sized Kleenex?
Have you seen some of the grandma butts out there lately?
Scott, okay. We do not need man-sized Kleenex. I'm
funny.
Sorry.
What's funny? Well, whenever we cook inside, Mom always says it cooking. But whenever we cook outside, You always do it. How come?
Well, it's sort of traditional, I guess. You know, they say a woman's place is in the home, and I suppose as long as she's in the home, she might as well be in the kitchen.
Oh. Well, that explains about Mom. But how come you always do the outside cooking?
Well, I'll tell you, son. Women do all right when they have all the modern conveniences. But us men are better at this rugged type of outside.
Yeah,
you know who
stuff.
Else got in trouble for this not too long ago, and you'll remember this? Bic. Remember this? They ran into all kinds of comments because they marketed a pink and purple pen for her.
A pen.
It's designed to fit comfortably in a woman's hand. Are you kidding me?
It's a pen.
Kara, name something, any product that comes in men's and women's sizes, and it makes sense for it to do so.
Gloves.
Because a pen is not one of them.
That is true.
Gloves, I will give you.
Socks.
Socks, I will give you. Wearable things.
Yes.
Generally, I will give you.
Okay.
You'll also notice that women's razors cost more than men's.
Yes, I have noticed that. Why is that?
Crazy.
Well, you have more lubricating strips than we tend
to. No, we don't.
Because
they're exactly the same.
Have you ever used... I have used a woman's razor on my body.
Yeah.
They're completely different because they're designed to glide, dare I say, over more gentle areas. If you know
what I mean. I have never noticed that.
I have never noticed that. I don't think there's a damn bit of difference, and I use Chris's razors all the time.
I'm just saying that the female... Well, then fine. You know, why don't the two of you quit your bitching and just buy some men's razors then?
You cannot justify man-sized ink pens or man-sized Kleenex.
Well, you're complaining about the cost of a razor. I'm telling you, there's more to a woman's razor.
No, they know they're gonna make,
over here.
They're going to make more money off of us. That's the only reason why. That's the only reason
why. Right, because if men... razors were that expensive, we would just stop
and
shaving.
Do you know what else, Kara? Rihanna and Ellie was out shopping the other day because she's having a baby right now as we speak. And she
ran into
a cute little onesie, okay? And on the left, the little onesie had a boy llama, and it was blue.
Okay.
And on the right, the little onesie had a fluffy pink llama, little llama bow in her hair for a girl.
Okay.
The girl's llama onesie, identical except in color, was more expensive than the boys. I'm telling you, they do this to us. They do it.
Yep.
Maybe the ink was more expensive. You thought about that?
It wasn't
pink
more
ink?
Expensive.
I don't know.
No. They can charge
you
more.
You know what's fascinating? And please allow me to finish the thought before I get rudely ganged up upon by the two of you. It really is remarkable to listen to the two of you, you in particular, go on and on about how white men always play the victim. White men always think that people are out to get them. They're going to take away our stuff. And then to listen to the two of you go all victim right now is just laughable.
From money.com, it is called the pink tax.
Yes.
Why women's products often cost more.
What are you reading that's making me grimace?
I am reading breaking news. Dan, would you care to share this with the ladies, please?
Well, I did a quick little search on the internet.
Captain Encyclopedia has just entered the room.
What are the differences between men and ladies' razors?
I don't know, Dan. What are the differences between a man and a lady's razor?
Well, the blades, there's not much difference. The blades are the blades. There you go. Uh-huh. All right, so the blades are the same, but... the razors made for women typically are built with a head that is more rounded.
Oh, interesting.
Often much larger than a comparable male product.
Oh, so actually more actual content.
Okay. Yes, the extra stuff around the blades includes some kind of guide bar. This is done so that they can cover more areas.
In fact, if I'm not mistaken, women actually shave a larger proportion of their body than men, Dan. Is
that
correct?
That's right. Using razors to shave a much larger surface area than men, 18 times as much by some estimates.
On average, Kara, the pink tax, women pay 13% more for personal care products, 8 percentage points more for clothing, 7 more for things like cell phone accessories, and 4% more for children's clothing. Now, you can sit there and argue all day long that there's a reason the razors are more, but the pink tax is real. There's even a hashtag, hashtag pink tax.
Well, if there's a hashtag, it must be true.
I believe money.com. It's money.com.
I believe, Dan. Can you read the
That's not
surface,
blue or pink or Republican or Democrat. It's green. It's money.
The surface area thing again, please.
Women typically use razors to shave as much a much larger surface area than men, about 18 times as much by some estimates.
Because
so
legs,
the razor and the
legs,
blades will be larger.
Like men usually will just...
You want to guess the shampoo difference, Kara?
Oh, it's probably ridiculous.
48% differential for women's shampoo over men's. The average men's price for man shampoo is $5.60. The average women's price, $8.39.
Nobody's forcing you to buy that. I buy Suave, which is a very cheap, can easily find it in the dollar aisle at the Price Chopper. That's what I use on my head because I'm losing my hair and quite frankly don't care. You guys use like the super fluff, whatever it is, extra silky, Caress brand or whatever it's called. I use Suave.
Okay.
You can find that in the dollar aisle. So
you're deflecting.
I'm not.
The topic at hand is that they are selling them at 48% higher price for women.
Because it's a better quality.
The point isn't that I can use a man shampoo.
You're paying more for better quality. I admit that I buy the lowest priced crap shampoo to put
okay.
on my head.
Canes. All of you gimpy people out there. Canes. I'm going to buy a cane. A wooden cane with a blue tip on it.
I'm really worked up about this.
Is 12% cheaper than a girly cane with flowers on it. So you just tore your meniscus, and I just tore my meniscus.
But yours has flowers on it,
and my cane is 12% higher, and if I had it here, I would smack you over the head with it.
You're getting the artwork on it.
Yeah, you're getting the
flowers. I don't want artwork on my cane. It's a
cane. Buy the man's cane! For the love of Christ, buy the man's cane!
If you or an aging loved one is looking for a gorgeous retirement community, they will charge you the same whether you're a man or a woman because they're not sexist jerks at Silvercrest, Kansas City.
That's damn right.
Right now, they have month-to-month apartment homes available in South Overland Park. There's one at Deer Creek. There's one at College View. They get three meals a day, male or woman. Housekeeping services, travel, all of that in the heart of beautiful Southern Overland Park. And they got staff members out there who've been there forever. One and two bedroom apartment homes are available now for anyone over the age of 55. You do have to be over the age of 55. And traditional assisted living services are out there if you need it. Check out Silvercrest at Deer Creek, Silvercrest at College View. This is a carefree lifestyle without the burden of maintaining a home. 913-681-1101, 681-1101. Silvercrest, love the way you live.
That sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally, you're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop. And under the lights, when everything goes.
I believe this young man is coming to town in December. Tickets already purchased. Oh,
I got
we're
a
there.
Girlfriend who wants to go
It's
so
going
to
be dance party night at Justin Timberlake at the Sprint Center. Oh, turn it up, Miners. Don't be afraid of it.
I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on.
One of these days, if they ever give us the license to do it, we're just going to, like, we'll do it. I'll come in, like, on one of those days, typical days off between Christmas and New Year's, and I'll just play all of our favorite songs. And I'll pretend
I
was a DJ back in college.
I would pay money just to hear him play Do Sexy Back, because you know that is such a performance. Like, that is going to be, Oh, I kind of want to go.
I'm bringing Sexy Back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jinx, you owe me a Coke. This isn't the clean version? Okay.
It's even better.
All right, fade it down.
I'm bringing Sexy Back.
Yeah. You MFers don't know how to act.
Yeah. I love that song so much.
Yeah, we can't play it on the radio, though, unless it's the clean edit.
Okay, this next story is not about corporal punishment. You're going to think it is when I read it, but it isn't, so hold on to your hats. In El Paso, a mother has been caught on tape spanking her son with a belt. He is 14 years old, and you might be asking, well, what did young Aaron do?
Can I just play something for you before you continue?
I suppose.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Okay, all right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So young Aaron,
14 years old, spanked with a belt caught on tape. It has gone viral after he stole his mother's car and took it on a joyride.
14 years old, huh?
With a buddy. Yes. Lisa Martinez says she didn't know the camera was rolling when she put a spanking on her 14-year-old son who had stolen her car. She is not embarrassed. She will not apologize.
Good for her.
Her daughter handed the mom the belt to use and then posted the recording of it on social media saying her brother deserved it. Mm-hmm. Young Aaron.
14 years old.
Disconnected his mom's home Wi-Fi to get around her Google Home monitor. Then called his mother at work and said, I think lightning hit the house. It's not working. Then he sneaked out in her BMW. Aaron picked up a friend. That friend's mother spilled the beans and said, did you know our kids are out joyriding in your car? Worried about her son driving in the rain, Martinez ordered her daughter to grab a belt and bring them to her. Bring me my belt.
Good.
The daughter rode shotgun and recorded with a cell phone as Martinez drove around the El Paso neighborhood looking for her son. I pulled out, looked over, and there he was in my car over one lane. I was sitting in the lane next to him. That's when I yelled at him, pull over. He did. She says, I feel I have a debt to society, and my society is to make sure my children are productive, law-abiding citizens. Yep. That video has had 12,000 retweets, 30,000 likes. She says she only wants what's best for her kids.
She whipped his butt with a leather belt
In
traffic.
In public.
Good.
With a leather belt, pulled him out of her car and let him have it in front of his friend, might I add.
Call ended.
Pull over now!
Oh, that mom is back!
Wait, stop!
Wait, we'll play more.
That's the mom voice! Pull over now!
To the newsroom, 576-7798. Her 14-year-old son disconnected all the devices needed to find her car.
And here's my question.
Took her BMW on a joyride around El Paso with a friend in the car.
It was a short joyride.
She finds him and whips his butt in traffic with a leather belt. Bravo, Mom.
The question is, not do you agree with it, but you can level that opinion on us. Which one of us did not take our parents' car out without permission?
I had such great fear of the Colonel, I never did.
You never took your parents' car out. Kara,
I was so afraid of my father.
I had my own car.
Only with permission.
Yep. I was so afraid of my father. No way.
I think we're an anomaly. I didn't do it either, but I think most people did, and I know my brother did.
576.
We took that Honda Accord.
576-7798. Newsroom, Kara Markser.
The president talks about the situation involving a Washington Post columnist disappearance. More next.
Dana right here for Seal Once. Hey, winter's going to be here soon. Have them come out now and clean and seal any wood or concrete surface with that clear, penetrating, permanent sealant. Do it before winter gets here. Remember, they offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration when they come out and do that work. And now's the time to do it. Again, before winter gets here. Then once the snow starts flying, move inside and think about your cracked and stained garage floors, your cracked and stained basement floors. We put that permanent polymer decorative coating down in our basement, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, something like that. It has been the best decision we have made. We ripped out the disgusting carpet down there and put down that cool floor. Next time you're in a restaurant, look down. Most of the restaurants around town have started to put that decorative coating on the floor because it's so easy to keep clean and it looks amazing. Call my folks at Seal Once today, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana told you to call. You're going to get that 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com, call 816-942-3927 today.
3:33 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. The Trump administration is facing increasing pressure to take action against Saudi Arabia over the alleged murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Khashoggi is a Saudi citizen, but he's also a U.S. resident and Washington Post columnist. He walked into the Saudi consulate in Turkey on October 2nd and has not been seen since. Speaking to reporters before boarding Air Force One today, President Trump said Khashoggi is most likely dead.
It certainly looks that way to me. It's very sad. It certainly looks that way.
He was asked what the consequences would be for the Saudis, and the president said they would be severe. A jury finds two maintenance workers at Schlitterbahn not guilty of obstruction. David Hughes and John Zalzman were accused of lying to investigators who were looking into the death of 10-year-old Caleb Schwab, the jury acquitting them this afternoon. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want comfort, you want safety, you want affordability. You get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. I just picked up a Kia Sportage yesterday. I love this car. Wow. Hello, Kia. Both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty. And if it's gadgets and options that you like, and we all do, Kia has more for the money. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay. And when it comes to safety, let me tell you, Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. And right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Online at olathesubaru.com and olathekia.com. See for yourself. Check them out online. You'll be impressed, like I was. And then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
High pressure starting to shift off to the east. We still have plenty of sunshine in the forecast for the rest of today. More of a southerly breeze. High temperature climbing to about 65 or so. Now a system lifting our way fairly quickly here. Scattered showers are in the forecast as the night goes on, our low upper 40s. And some lingering showers through Friday morning into the early afternoon. Then rapid clearing here, the high low to mid 60s. Sunny for the weekend, Saturday's high 60, mid 50 Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
It is 66 right now at KCI, looking at 67 downtown, 66 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
I hit the road out of nowhere, had to jump in my car, be a rider in the love game.
Alright, so we're talking about this mom.
She scares me.
Just play the beginning of the clip. Let me set the backstory here real quick, Minders. She realizes her 14-year-old son has somehow disabled all the tracking information on her car. By the way, a nice BMW. And has her 14-year-old son in El Paso has taken said brand new BMW for a joyride. And apparently he's out with his friend. So mom gets in her other car, or dad's car, whoever's car it is, I don't know, and decides, I'm going to go find my son. And lo and behold, she does find the young man in traffic.
Call ended.
Pull over now!
Give me the belt.
I feel that I have a debt to...
All right. Just play the opening again. The pull over
is
the,
now. Is spanking mad. Caught on tape, Minders?
You can hear her say to the daughter, give me your belt now. Oh. Just play the beginning, Minders. Here we go. This is classic. Uh-oh.
Call ended.
Pull over now!
So then she proceeds in the middle of traffic in the intersection to yank her son out of the car and smack him on the bottom with a wooden belt. I praise this mother because, and I'll tell you why, not because I'm a big fan of corporal punishment, and I would be very hesitant to spank my children at the age that they are currently at. Very hesitant. However, he intentionally disabled all the tracking devices on her car. He knew exactly what he was doing. He takes the car out for a joyride, not only putting himself at risk and in danger, because he doesn't know what he's doing, but also his friend, and dare I say, also anybody else on that road. He's as bad as a drunk driver on the road.
I don't disagree. I he's 14. They shouldn't be driving, really.
They have no training
maybe
whatsoever.
Maybe with a parent, and even then I don't do it.
Did I say wooden belt? I'm sorry, leather belt. I'm confused.
And is there anything worse than go get me my belt?
Well, only when you look at his sister and you say, give me your belt. And you're like, okay, Mom.
So you say you never did it.
I did not.
Minders and Care never did it. I never did it.
I did sneak out of the house in high school twice, but it was in somebody else's car, and we were always over the age of 16. I never took my parents' car without permission. No way, no how.
Never did the joyride without a license. My dad told me a few years ago that he taught my mom only how to drive a manual and only would buy manuals. So when we were teenagers, we could not take them. That is followed by a string of yes, I did it texts. I took my mother's 66 Mustang on a joyride without permission. I took my dad's when I was 15. I took my dad's Porsche 911 out to drive my girlfriend around. And then this one. Once I army crawled into my dad's bedroom. He's sound asleep. I drug his pants from the floor out to the living room, pulled his keys out, and took off in his truck. I did tell him I did it right before he died.
Oh, I see. And here comes Captain Liberal on the text line, 8061.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
If she hit a toddler with a belt, she'd be in jail. If she did it to a coworker, she'd be in jail.
It's true.
If she hit her husband or vice versa, they would be in jail. Age should make no difference. Maybe this kid needs to be kept busy with extra chores, and maybe he needs to ride the school bus until he's 18 instead of getting a license. Let me also point out to you, Texter, and you're right. In what you write. However, I have no problem with corporal punishment within reason. That's the key, within reason for children. Because if you force your child into restriction and do not let them out of the house, that's perfectly legal. You cannot make your coworker stay in a certain confined space. That would be called kidnapping. So, yes, the law is different based on your relationship with that person.
I agree with the texter in that if you spanked a toddler with an object and caused harm or bruising, you could go to jail.
A belt
it
does
is,
not
it is
cause
battery if you would do that to a coworker or a spouse, yet we say it's okay to do to kids. I didn't want to make this conversation about corporal punishment because we've had that conversation to death on this show. I find it more interesting that a 14-year-old tried to steal his mom's car because I know, I want to say most people listening probably did that or had a sibling who did if you didn't.
You spanked a child in public once.
One time when she ran out into traffic and almost got hit by a car.
Exactly. How's this different? He's joyriding at 14 in a BMW with a friend in the passenger seat.
My best friend and I took her sister's Volkswagen out without permission, tore the clutch, had friends push it back home into the same spot in the driveway. We still got busted.
Yes, we did. Yes, Brenner and I used to jump the crazy bump in Leavenworth in my mom's Mercedes-Benz. Yes.
Did you have permission to have it?
Yes, we did not have permission to jump the crazy bump. And then the day that the transmission fell out while my mom was driving, I just said, what? Yes, we jumped the crazy bump in Leavenworth. Judy and Raymore. Hello, we were like the damn Dukes of Hazzard. Hello, Judy.
That's okay. They called us Charlie's Angels because there was three of us that stole my friend's mom's car.
And?
Well, we didn't steal it. We borrowed it.
It's not stealing if you give it back.
With permission?
Well we kind of gave it back after we wrecked it. We put it over a guardrail.
Oh,
and then what was really bad is her mom worked down at the Ford plant nights, so they had to go pull her out of the plant and come get us from the police station.
Wait, how did you get it over a guardrail?
You run into it.
And it stuck?
Yeah, it stuck. They had to get a tow truck. They had to get a tow truck, and well, you know, it was in the front of somebody's yard, so they called the police. So it was not a good scenario. It was bad. But her mom was really mad, and she ended up whipping my friend with the belt when she got home. And then the other girl that was driving, her mom sued her.
Oh. So,
yeah, it was bad.
That but is bad.
We learned our lesson, and we never did that again.
Well, good for you. I'm glad everybody's all right. Logan in Raytown. Logan, hello.
Hey. Yeah, I never stole my parents' car. My brother did, and he got caught. But I guarantee you, this lady's daughter won't ever steal her mom's BMW ever from what she saw her brother go through.
That's probably true, and I would venture to guess he won't do it either.
By the way, if you listen really closely, and let's play the audio just one more time, just up to a little bit past the point, Minders, when mom says, give me your belt, you can hear the daughter laughing because she knows her brother's
knows
about
coming.
To get a whipping. Listen.
Call ended.
Pull over now!
Give me the belt.
Okay, stop.
Well, the daughter's quoted as saying in the story, do you know how the younger kid always gets away with murder? Like, the younger sibling always gets away with everything. She said, I felt like this was my moment. Because finally he was getting busted for something.
That is so great. Will in South Kansas City. Will, hello.
Scott, you just emptied out a meeting in my office, man. Wow. It was so funny, man. I had a meeting with an attorney, walks in my office, and I got the radio on. And she hears her mother screaming, and I tell her what's happening, and she can't stop laughing. Right? no one can stop laughing. But I gotta tell you, folks just don't have common sense anymore. And I'm totally in agreement with what mom did. Believe it or not, this happened to me. And it's hilarious. And what I'm about to tell you, Scott, is absolutely God's honest truth.
Bring it.
I had a friend of mine when I was 16 years old, and we had a group of guys. And you know, of course, you and Dana know I'm absolutely totally blind. But I had some other friends of mine that was totally blind as well. But we had a friend of ours that was also considered to be legally blind, which was at the time called an high partial, right? So he could see colors and everything, so he took his dad's car.
Oh, my goodness.
So we decided, because a bunch of us couldn't drive, and so we all got in the car with him. And
you
we
let
would
the
ride
least blind person among you drive.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, Dana, three of us in the back seat couldn't find our way out of everybody. And the guy that was driving could see. I mean, he was. You probably met some folks that are legally blind that they see well enough where they can't drive, right? But they can read print, right? But they don't have enough vision to drive. There's a lot of folks like that that are what we call in the state of Missouri legally blind. But this guy happened to be one, and he took his dad's car. Well, his father found out about it, and my parents found out about it because they all made the phone call. The next day, and we did this one night. We were supposed to be staying on it over the weekend, and we figured we were going to get away with it. And I came home from school, and I'll never forget this for the rest of my life. I walked through the door, and my grandmother just commenced to beating the hell out of me. I've never asked me why I did it or anything. It's like, how stupid can you be? So I would never be able to beat my kids like that because my wife wouldn't let me get away with it, right? But I certainly feel how that mother feels. And I couldn't condone it. And I don't think anybody that could be mad at her or say that she was wrong for doing what she did. She was absolutely right. That kid could have hurt a lot of innocent people.
Mm-hmm. That's Will, that's exactly right. 576-7798.
Pull over now!
Dana Ride here for Dr. Tag in the Center for Nutrition in Leawood at 135th and Row. I have been bragging about my girlfriend who's down more than 50 pounds, and she has kept that off, by the way. I dropped 20 before I went to Mexico back in March. I have kept every ounce of that weight off. I stepped on the scale a couple days ago out of curiosity. I'm telling you, I feel better. I look better when Dr. Tag is part of my life. You are going to love medically managed weight loss in a tailored approach just for you. Everybody has a different reason why they struggle not only to lose the weight, but to keep off the weight. And that's what Dr. Tag is there to do, to get to the bottom of your struggle. 913-814-8222 for your free consultation. 913-814-8222. Or check them out on the website at tagnutrition.com. Tagnutrition.com. You tell them Dana sent you. Dana right here for CM Moes and Son for all of your electrical, heating, cooling, and generator needs. Yep, for 65 years, they've done it all. Heating, cooling, electrical, and everything generator. Now's the time to call my guys at CM Moes and Son, because if you have ever even thought about getting a generator ahead of the winter season bearing down on us here, you will get a free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at more than $700 for the next couple of weeks when you call CM Moes and Son. They're doing that on all qualifying Generac generator units, a free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at more than $700. It will help keep the power on, the lights on when a storm rolls through. All kinds of folks have those generators. If you have someone with serious medical needs in the home or a home business office, those folks know you have to keep the power on. Think about your sump pump. That's a big one. 816-781-4707 is the number to call. 816-781-4707 or cmmoesandson.com.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed and it's no big surprise.
Let's go to Devin in Gardner. Devin, good afternoon, my friend. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
Hey, I didn't actually leave the house, but I got caught taking my stepfather's Honda Goldwing. They went on vacation, and my stepbrother drove his car, and they left. I left, waited about an hour. As I was rolling down the driveway with my buddy on my back, they pull around the corner.
Oh, and Devin, is your radio on in the background?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought I was getting some feedback there.
No. Yeah, I was busted before I actually even left the house. After waiting an hour, they came around the corner right as I was rolling down the driveway. I was like, oh, my God.
How old were you again?
15.
Ooh, that is not a legal driving age, Devin.
That wasn't a problem more than I was taking my stepdad's bike.
Okay. All right, friend.
I mean, if you're 15 and you...
Austin did it?
I know for a fact he took my dad's Honda Accord. I think it was the Honda Accord back when that was like all the rage, the new car back in 1989 or 90 when those were first on the market.
Did he get in trouble?
I don't know that my mom and dad ever knew, but Austin loved cars. I mean, he got caught once in the truck and just accidentally popped the gear out. He was just playing in it, you know, back when we used to let kids do that.
Sure.
And popped it into neutral, and that thing started reversing toward the house.
Oh, so he didn't steal the car.
I think in that instance, he actually did take the car. I just never had the guts to do it because I was so afraid of driving. Like, I was just that kid that was like...
You weren't afraid of your parents? Were you afraid of your parents?
Oh, yes.
Who? Dad or mom?
I just had a very healthy respect for both of them.
Who were you afraid of? I had a healthy respect for both of my parents,
too. I wasn't afraid of anyone. I was always afraid of getting in trouble. I'm like that to this day. If I think I'm in trouble, I get all stressed out.
I just go down and take my lickings.
I never took a car, as God is my witness. That was a big one. I mean, no way would I just never would have done that.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
I snuck out one time, Rebecca, if you're listening, that talked me into it.
Pirate tramp.
And we got busted. The one and only time I've ever done it.
How'd you get busted?
Because I said we're going to stay at her house, and she said they were staying at
me.
Yeah,
the old
one of those.
Triangle sleepover.
And then at 6 a.m., we're like, where do we go now? Well, let's just pretend we got up early on a Saturday. My parents were like, no, I'm not buying what you're selling.
Where were you all night?
I was with my girlfriend. We were out riding around. We went and saw some boys. And then
did you kiss them?
The phone rang, and I go, hello? And it was my dad, and he goes, you need to come home. And I go, why don't I just tell you what I did? I would be the worst interrogated person ever. I go, let me just tell you. And he goes, come home right now. I go, but I want to tell you what I did.
Keyword to cash is princess. Princess, text it into 72881.
They grounded me for a year.
Newsroom Kara Markser.
Wow.
Happening now on KMBZ. Defense attorneys talk about the verdict in the first Schlitterbahn trial. More next.
Hey, I went on to brooklinen.com again last week and got my daughter a duvet cover for the down comforter upstairs. And let me tell you, we've been bragging about brooklinen.com for a year on KMBZ here on Dana and Parks. The winner of the best online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. These are luxury sheets without the luxury price. I price compared the duvet cover. I was curious. Brooklinen.com was half of the price of any of the big stores around town, and my daughter loves it.
I would bet half the price, twice the comfort, too. This is luxury bedding underpriced. You've got to try their sheets today. Our Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets we've ever slept on. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for listeners to Dana and Parks. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use a promo code KMBZ at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident, they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code KMBZ at brooklinen.com. BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code KMBZ. Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.